Hi, we're looking back on March 11, the anniversary of the release of the first Ken doll in 1961. Did you know his full name is Kenneth Carson?
Somehow she knew that she and Ken would be going together. So now Mattel brings you Ken, Barbie's boyfriend.
Bob Hawke became Australia's 23rd Prime Minister on this day in 1983.
This is going to be a government for all Australians, irrespective of how they cast their vote.
Mikhail Gorbachev became the leader of the USSR following the death of Konstantin Shevchenko in 1985.
54-year-old has taken over, someone who, theoretically at least, will be around for a generation. Get used to the name, Mikhail Gorbachev.
And Paul McCartney was knighted on this day in 1997.
Proud to be British. Wonderful day. It's a long way from a little terrace in Liverpool.
To the birthday, special one straight up, Rupert Murdoch tops the list on his 90th birthday. The largest newspaper publisher in the world says newspapers still have a place.
They do undoubtedly still carry a lot of influence.
One of the most famous one-hit wonders of all time, Bobby McFerrin, is 71.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Former AFL footballer and lamb lover, Sam Kekovich, is also 71.
Balanced Australia Day diet should consist of a few nice juicy lamb chops and beer.
It's a 71-a-thon. Also the age of Jerry Zucker, co-producer, director and writer of such comedies as Flying High, Ruthless People, The Naked Gun and Rat Race.
It was fun to have a movie where you could get so silly without doing satire.
Remember Simone Buchanan? The star of Hey Dad turns 53.
I'm surprised. Nudge, I didn't think you could be that cruel.
Adam Bandt, leader of the Greens, is 49 today.
Labor and Liberal put a lump of coal in the parliamentary Christmas stocking.
And happy birthday to the Madden twins. Joel and Benji are 42. Finally, legendary Hollywood director, writer and producer Richard Brooks died on this day in 1992, aged 79. He was nominated for 8 Academy Awards for iconic movies like Blackboard Jungle and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
This picture has to do with fear, and to me, fear, I can only see it in black and white.
Remembering Richard Brooks on March 11.